From WRKF 89.3 HD in Baton Rouge, this is Insight. I'm Amy Jeffries. Well, we've gone immediately from a primary campaign to a runoff campaign. No rest for the weary, neither for voters suffering through more ads nor journalists on the beat. Jeremy Alford, publisher of LawPolitics.com. Glad you could make it over. How are you holding up?
I'm tired. I was ready for the primary to come and go, and now we got to get through the post game and take a deep breath on the weekend and get ready for a very quick 3.5 weeks toward the runoff.
Right. Well, there certainly was no break for Senator Landrieu. I mean, just a few minutes after midnight on Tuesday, Landrieu's campaign was already sending out email blasts to media and to supporters. We didn't hear from Cassidy's camp, though, until
the
morning.
He sent out a fundraising letter the next morning.
Yeah.
So he was dialing for dollars as soon as he woke up.
Right, but he did go to sleep first. Is the thing.
Presumably, yeah. Right, they sleep.
Yeah. So those two, Senator Mary Landrieu and Congressman Bill Cassidy, will be back at the top of the ticket again on December 6th, fighting for the Senate seat in Louisiana. On the face of it, based on what happened on Tuesday, it looks neck and neck, pretty much. 618,840 votes for Landrieu were tallied on Tuesday, and then 602,439 for Cassidy. That comes out to Landrieu on top with 42% and Cassidy with 41%. But the prevailing wisdom here is that it's advantage Cassidy in the runoff. Why is that?
Well, most of the polls are showing Cassidy with a 1.7 lead over Landrieu in December. And going back to the beginning of this campaign, there's a lot of chatter amongst the political class and insiders and consultants that this was going to all come down to race in terms of turnout. And the magic number, it's not 97%, the number that Republicans keep saying that Landrieu voted with Obama on, it's 21%. That is the number that Landrieu has consistently polled at among white voters. So Landrieu and the Democrats knew that they would have to turn out black voters on Election Day. And quite frankly, it just didn't happen. I think Landrieu sat down at the beginning of the election cycle. She took out her strategy menu. She ordered a classic Democratic Obama campaign, Hold the Obama, which is like having a shrimp boy with no shrimp. So I'm wondering, heading towards December 6th, if we're finally going to get to see Obama in Louisiana, Obama robocalls, direct mail. I think it was missed by most people that Michelle Obama did record a video for Mary Landrieu before the primary vote. It didn't seem to help. Black turnout was below all levels. At La Politics Weekly and LaPolitics.com, we did some reporting from the street campaigns from the minority outreach teams, and all of them were concerned about resources. All of them were concerned about organization, and I think we saw that bear out on Election Day.
Landrieu, of course, was on the campaign trail on Wednesday morning, bright and early, and her first two stops were at a VA medical center in New Orleans, and then a visit with residents in La Place who had been hit hard by Hurricane Isaac. Cassidy was on the stump with pro-life advocates.
Yeah, what's interesting now, and we saw that with Landrieu in her first two campaign stops of the runoff, is that the narrative has to change now. Republicans have taken control of the Senate. Democrats can no longer run on trying to maintain that power. Mary Landrieu can no longer run on having the chairmanship of the Senate Energy Committee. She can no longer run on that clout, but she can run on seniority. She can remind folks what she has done, the offshore royalty sharing deal that she brought to the state, the disaster funding that she's been able to secure, and her new slogan on the campaign trail is "Where was Bill?" And she's going and pointing out his votes and places where she delivered disaster funding, and that's really going to be her war cry. Now as far as Republicans go, they now have control of the upper chamber. They don't have that to dangle over the base. But what Republican operatives are telling me is that the war cry now is let's finish this, as if Landrieu is the last pin standing, which she is. She is the last remaining statewide Democratic official in Louisiana.
If Cassidy does win out on December 6th, what does he bring with him to the Senate? Does any clout carry over from his time in the House? Does the idea of gradually raising the retirement age for Social Security benefits, as he's been talking about, get to the Senate floor?
He heads to the Senate as a freshman. But Bill Cassidy will go to the Senate with a built-in partnership in close alliance with David Vitter, the junior senator, who would then, in that case, be the senior senator. David Vitter and Mary Landrieu have bumped heads famously over the years. But Vitter is probably the most influential character in the Cassidy campaign. He got out early. He cleared the Republican field for Cassidy. He talked high-level officials out of running. He loaned one of his longtime staffers to run the campaign. He talked John McCain into coming down here. So Bill Cassidy, should he win in December, is going to have to write a very special thank you note to David Vitter.
Our neighbor to the north, Arkansas, was the first state on Tuesday to unseat an incumbent Democratic senator. But I was interested to see that voters there also approved a minimum wage hike. There isn't an exact corollary here, but while Cassidy was harping on the Obamacare economy in his Senate campaign, Louisiana voters approved two constitutional amendments that would lock away funds for health care. As Republicans in Louisiana are riding high on the national red wave, what does that say about what voters here want red to mean?
That's an interesting question, because the Louisiana Republican Party is really three different parties. You have the Tea Party, you have the evangelical right, and you have the mainline Republican voters, your mainstream voters. So what does a Republican, your average Republican, want red to mean? I guess it depends on which Republican you're talking to, whether it's is part of the Tea Party, the mainline Republican Party, or the evangelical right.
Right, but it looks like perhaps two out of three want more health care.
Right.
Yeah, which is interesting to see what that will mean going into a Senate now that is controlled by Republicans that Bill Cassidy wants very much to be part of. So we'll see what happens there. Jeremy Alford, publisher of LawPolitics.com, thanks so much.
Yeah, thank you for having me.
I'm Amy Jeffries, and this is WRKF.